When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, February 14th. I'm Trinina Reed for The Wall Street Journal. In the latest effort by the West to avert a potential Russian attack on Ukraine, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is traveling to both countries this week. The scheduled trips come after the U.S. warned that an attack could come this week. Russia has positioned more than 130,000 troops and military equipment at the border with Ukraine and in surrounding territories. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied it has any intention of invading Ukraine. 3M, America's largest manufacturer of respirators, said it expects the easing COVID-19 pandemic could reduce demand for medical masks this year and put a dent in its earnings. Masks became a billion-dollar business for the Minnesota-based company starting in 2020. Now, as the Omicron variant surge fades, 3M said slower mask sales will probably reduce its organic growth by about 2 percentage points this year. And starting next year, DoorDash will raise its fees on McDonald's restaurants that are too slow to prepare orders. That's according to documents seen by the Wall Street Journal. In an effort to improve efficiency and cut losses, the delivery service will charge McDonald's higher fees for orders that keep a delivery driver waiting. DoorDash also negotiated for each McDonald's store to cover the cost of refunds caused by restaurant mistakes, like when a kitchen packs the wrong burger or forgets the fries. Some McDonald's franchises have raised concerns about the penalties tied to performance as they struggle with staffing shortages. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.